Okay, Fiona, you live up here near Leeds, don't you?
Yes, I live in Otley.
How long have you lived there?
Well, I was born in Otley,
All right.
so I'm very familiar with it, and I lived there for the first 17 years of my life. But I have lived away. I've ended up coming back and settling there now. So I've been since I came back, I've probably been there back about 28 years.
So what brought you back?
Because I enjoy living there. I think sometimes when you're brought up in a place, you don't appreciate its finer qualities until you've left and been somewhere else, and that's certainly what I found.
So what are the finer qualities of Otley?
Small town. It's accessible for the city. If you want to come into the city, Leeds, Bradford, or town Harrogate, it's only half an hour on the train. But it's in the countryside as well. It's half an hour, and well, from my door, I can just set off walking and be in the Dales, so it's got the best of both worlds, really.
Where did you live when you lived elsewhere?
I lived in Robin Hood's Bay near Whitby for about 7 years when I first left home, and then I lived on Mull,
On Mull?
on Mull, yes, the in the Hebrides for a couple of years. That was well, that was in the sort of early 80s. That was, yeah.
But you still prefer coming back to Yorkshire?
Yes, yeah. I enjoyed living. I like living by the sea, and I like living in small places. But I miss people. I miss that communication. I think it made me realise how important that is to me, being amongst people. And I missed that. It's beautiful. The places where I live, the environment, the countryside is beautiful, and the lifestyle, particularly on Mull, is. The pace of life is much slower, and it's a beautiful place to live. But I just missed my family, and I missed people.
Thank you. Okay, Mark, tell me, where is it you come from?
I come from Hertfordshire, just north of London, about half an hour away.
So what are you doing here in Leeds?
I'm working as a teacher.
What brought you up here?
Really, it's my partner got a job in Leeds, so that drew me up here to the city. And I guess I used to live in a northern city, so it's good to be back in one.
How long have you been up here then?
About a year and a half, just over.
So you said you've been in a northern city before?
Yeah, I went to university in Sheffield. Before moving back down south to do some work down there straight after university.
So what's different about living in northern cities?
I think I just like the convenience about it more than anything else compared to London. It's sort of shorter travelling times, it's quite a lot cheaper. I think it's things like being able to walk into town, get back from a night out with a sort of fiver in a taxi sort of thing. So, yeah, just and you're also a bit closer to the countryside and things like that. So, yeah, I just prefer it.
So you go out into the countryside sometimes around here. Where do you go? What do you do when you go out?
Walking, really. I guess we're quite into sort of walking around the Dales and stuff, so go up to the Dales, Ilkley Moor, anything like that. Yeah, sometimes a bit further, North York coast, or it's also quite convenient for the Lake District or Scotland and stuff. So.
And is the walking here different from how it is down south?
I guess it's more, when we live down south, we travel up here to sort of do something. I mean, walking around sort of the sort of South Downs in Surrey or around Hertfordshire isn't quite the same.
What's different about it?
I guess there's less open spaces. You always get the impression there's more rules about, certainly when I go down to Dorset to visit my dad who lives down there, there's all signs and strict posts and all of this. It's a bit more freedom, it's a bit more open.
Up here?
Yeah, less populated.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. That's what I love about here. You can be on the top of Ilkley Moor and you can put your feet down anywhere and you can see for miles and it's really open.
Yeah, you haven't really got the same thing down south. But then I haven't been to Devon and Cornwall ever, so I don't know, perhaps it's a bit better down there.
Have to go and see.
Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you.
Okay, no worries.